You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and boy, have I been waiting to talk to Alex. Allie, I really appreciate Allie Solis is on. She's the executive director of Make Room USA. Allie, I drive the streets almost every day looking for deals down here. I sell a lot of land to the market rate folks. And there's one thing I know, it's real hard to make the numbers work on affordable. We had one of my local clients, Metronomic, on a couple of weeks ago. They're in the process of doing affordable housing close in. They're trying to solve the problem, but they can't do it alone. So Allie, welcome to the show. Let's hear what's going on in this sector and how we can make some changes.
Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for having me on and for, raising this important issue. Clearly, Miami-Dade County and the surrounding areas at the epicenter of the affordability challenges in the country. It's really the third worst in the nation in terms of places where people can find an affordable place to rent in particular. So I'm excited to be on to talk about some of the work that we're doing to help solve that issue.
Well, I know part of the work was that just you held a big conference here. What were some of the results? Maybe we can do a, kind of an oral white paper for a second. What happened at the conference? Any good things come up?
Yeah, that's great. And just a little bit by way of background. So Make Room is a national organization that is working to really educate the public and key policymakers about this problem, but also identify solutions. We think this is a solvable issue. So one of the influencer groups that we focus on are journalists, because they are in touch with what's happening in the community, and we want to ensure that they've got access to good examples of how people are solving this problem from the public and private sectors. So last week, we had 16 journalists from the entire Miami-Dade, South Florida region come and really spend a day learning intensely about, the issue and its rippling impacts on the economy, the connections to problems people are having with respect to health and education. And then we went around and really looked at some innovative projects that are taking place, that are public-private partnerships at work. And the journalists had a chance to meet with residents. These are residents that are struggling to be able to find affordable homes, and those lucky few that have been able to find it, and what it has meant to their lives and to the creation of new opportunities.
Well, one of the things that I've been watching out my window is the demolition of the housing that the people that wait tables and pump gas and clean your house. I've watched that being demolished in the 50-story unattainable condos being built there. And I'm wondering, how are we going to solve our traffic problem when we're moving all the people that work on the east side to Central or Western Dade or Broward
Homestead.
County? Homestead.
Homestead.
Yeah,
works.
Wanda, you got a friend. What happened to your friend?
Moved to Homestead because you can have pets down there a lot easier.
Yeah, and the person couldn't find
Finding
a place.
Housing in the big city of Miami with accommodations of pets has become quite a challenge. I can speak for that myself.
Well,
how's that going?
Well, Allie, there it is, right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I mean, I think, not only is the issue of finding affordable homes that can accommodate families of all sizes and including their pets, but this is a growing crisis where we have, one in four renter households paying more than half of their paychecks to rent.
Yep.
One of the myths that are often out there is that these people that are searching for affordable housing aren't working or somehow living on public subsidies.
We
know that 80% are working two jobs, often more than two jobs, and there just is an insufficient supply available to those working families. And they're, as you guys just mentioned, they're the epicenter of the service working community. They're the heartbeat of our society that keeps, things going. And in a place like Miami, where you have such a critically important service community needs there, then you certainly want to make sure that people have a way to get to work on time. And sadly, we're soon going to be running out of places for people to go. Homestead is already far enough, but we're finding, I just met with somebody that was a leading organization, had been there for 15 years, created a family, and both of her kids graduated from state schools in the Miami region. And, they're moving to Atlanta because their kids have graduated. One is a teacher and the other's an engineer, and they cannot find homes that they can raise their families in at a price point that they can afford. So we're losing talent to places like Atlanta because we can't find homes for some of our, you know, newest graduates to live in.
So here's the question I have for you. Those big fancy condos, four people will live in the two bedrooms. That's just what's going to have to happen. The people that call me that are trying to buy the homes in Alapata and putting four people per room and charge them by the week, well, that's going on. Because I've seen the people and I've seen the bicycles stacked outside on a Sunday. So what is a solution? Because I hear people say, well, we'll do mixed housing where you have two types of people, two income groups living in the housing. Maybe that works if they come in different entrances and exits. Maybe that's happening in Los Angeles a little bit. What do we see as a solution here?
Well, so first of all, I think there isn't one magic bullet, right? And I think what is interesting about approaches that we can look at from other communities is that, you know, there's lots of different tools and ways to address that. So certainly if you're creating large-scale developments and luxury apartments, many cities are now, you know, creating incentives for developers to include units that could be affordable to, you know, our working class families. So that would be kind of a mixed income community. And there's many of examples where, you know, folks are living side by side and we encourage that and think it's important. There's also smaller scale infill development that can be happening. And we're working, one of the developers that spoke last week to the journalists is a woman named Avra Jane who runs a group called Vagabond Group. And they are taking small, historic, like 1950s smaller hotel spaces and converting them into smaller units, but using creative design mechanisms so that, you know, they're making really good quality use of every part of the spaces that are available. So I think looking at new approaches from designing of these homes, finding ways to incentivize developers to consider providing some units that are affordable. I think linking any kind of transit investment to housing. And then finally, you know, there's land banking strategies. So the city government getting in before a lot of the international cash buyers are coming into this market and buying up properties and holding them, you know, finding ways for private-public partnerships to come in and get a hold of that land and think about its best use. The mayor came and spoke to our event, Mayor Suarez in this case, and spoke about his real commitment to finding solutions to using some of the $100 million worth of bond funding and additional resources that he will be looking to pull together working with the council there. So I think there are a range of solutions on the way. The question is, you know, can they get to scale quickly and in time that, you know, we're not losing what's left of the affordable stock and pushing people further out?
Well, beyond that, you're going to have increasing prices due to the interest rates that are going to be drifting up just because that's what's going to happen, and other issues as well. I mean, what do you think? What are you hearing about interest rates and, you know, the overhang of student debt? All of these things that you know, in the past they've talked about that stopping household formation, that's keeping people on the sofa at home. And that isn't really what I would consider good affordable housing. We can't even get starter homes and starter apartments. How about, you know, well, I remember 20, 30 years ago, they would float bond issues so people could buy their first homes. I mean, these are things we got to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a parent who has a junior in college, the thought of her then coming back to live with me is not appealing, but it's really the reality. So many of our young students are coming out with student loan debt and, you know, an inability. There used to be a time where you could get a couple of roommates, but even that has become really challenging in hot markets like Miami. So I think you're right. The interest rates, the sort of impacts of tax reform writ large on individuals will be of interest for developers that develop affordable housing using the nation's kind of number one tool that we have, and that is the low-income housing tax credit program. While it was preserved in tax reform, there will be implications just because it's a corporate investment opportunity, and the dollars are going to be stretched even further, and we'll need more resource gaps. So I think there's the other piece, I think, just to point out and to remind us, because, you know, the foreclosure bubble burst wasn't so far long ago. We lost 9 million homeowners pretty much overnight, right? Well, of the 9 million, a very small amount of those actually were able to maintain homeownership. And so, you couple that with an already tight need for additional affordable homes, now with what were homeowners becoming renters, it just, you know, and all the other things that you've mentioned make for quite a storm.
Allie, can you hold on and do another segment with us? Because we have more to talk about, sure. But we're running out of time here. Absolutely. In this segment. All right, absolutely. So we're going to stick with Allie. We're going to talk more affordable housing. I'm going to get her thoughts on places like what's going on in Wynwood, where the historic neighborhood is being pushed out, and you've got enormous deals going in, and the affordable units there are micro units that are for the people that work downtown, but not the people that live there now. So, Allie, that's a tease on our next question. Wanda, rock the house!